Good morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you very much. So the headline was 3.5%, and they've not seen that number since 1969, which on the surface indicates a pretty good market, doesn't it?
Yeah, lowest in 50 years. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? Yeah, so we're talking about US non-farm payrolls here, and this came after another eventful week in US financial markets. Now, so the context here is you had that manufacturing number, the Institute for Supply Management number early in the week, and that was quite a significant miss. So catalyst for a big sell-off in the share markets in the latter half of the week. So a bit of tension going into this number, I think it's fair to say. So non-farm payrolls, effectively the US employment data, and a bit of a mixed up number, really, I suppose you'd say. The headline expectations were for an increase in jobs of in the month of 145 to 150,000. Number printed 136,000, so a little bit below expectations. The thing is, it's the slowest pace of job growth in about 4 months. So if you look at the numbers, if we go back and look at the time series here, Mike, in 2019, we've only had two monthly outcomes for the non-farm payrolls over 200,000. If you look back at 2018, half of the numbers, six of the outcomes were over 200,000. So it's sort of indicative that the US economy is slowing. But you're right, yeah, the unemployment rate lowest in 50 years. I mean, that's an amazing statistic. Another factor that garners a lot of attention is what's happening with wages. The pace of wage growth has come back a bit. So the annual increase in what they call the average hourly earnings fell to 2.9% from 3.2%. So, and the bulk of the hiring is in the services sector. No surprises, really, because manufacturing is in the doldrums pretty much everywhere in the world. So these employment numbers sort of sit in the middle. They're strong enough to sort of assuage any fears of a recession in the US economy. So we sort of park that fear. But they're not strong enough that it takes further Fed easing's out of the picture. So sort of right and sort of walking that fine line in the middle where share markets like today. Mike, Dow Jones up 373 points, about sort of 1.4%, S&P the same, and should give us a good read into our market this morning.
And indeed, China's VP's due in town this week as well.
Yeah, now this is the week ahead and activity really heating up in a couple of sort of key economic areas of interest this week, Mike. So trade talks, it's going to get very, very interesting this week. So Liu He, that's China's vice premier, he hits Washington this week, no doubt with a substantial entourage, going to have discussions with Steve Mnuchin and Robert Lighthizer, because we've got deadlines are looming, Mike. They are looming. Levies on 250 billion of Chinese imports rise from 25% to 30% on October the 15th. And that probably doesn't help either economy, probably doesn't help the US economy or the Chinese economy. But these talks have now got this added twist with this backstory of Trump asking for the Chinese help to investigate the family of Joe Biden, trying to take attention away from the Ukraine-related impeachment calls. So that gets kind of interesting. But as well, we've got Brexit, which is now really starting to come to a head. It's getting very close now, and I feel compelled, Mike, I am compelled to remind you of my call for months has been that they'll get no deal, because these two parties simply don't listen to each other.
Exactly.
And the English, the British can't agree on anything. So Boris seems to be taking this to another level. But it's very, very hard to see a way through the Irish border issue. You've got an EU summit on the October the 17th, 18th. So now we've got to start this really hard thinking about what are the actual implications of a hard Brexit. And in these circumstances, what I can tell you, 30 years in this game, it's always the unintended consequences, the things you don't think about that sort of trip you up. So we've got to start kind of searching, divining what those are going to be.
Very good indeed. What are the numbers?
26,573 is where the Dow Jones closed, up 372 points. S&P 500, 2952, they were up 41. And the NASDAQ gained 1.4% as well, closing at 7982. The FTSE 100, 7155, they gained 78. They're not worried about Brexit yet. The Nikkei, 21410, up 68. Shanghai Composite lost 27, 2905. The ASX 200 gained 24 points, closing at 6517. The Instex 50, we gained 72 points, 0.66%, closing at 10,892. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar holding 0.6313 against the US, 0.9322 Aussie, 0.5751 euro, 0.5120 Great British Pound, 67.49 Japanese Yen, gold holding at $1,504.66, and Brent crude back under $60, $58.37.
Good on you, mate. Nice to catch up again. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.